The facilitator.
Okay. Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Nadia. Hi. And I'm sorry to break the process, but I have to run after this. So I am here speaking for the National Lawyers Guild, and I just wanted to. I just wanted to give you folks an update and let you know that we are going to be here at the General Assemblies. I will be here tomorrow. Some other folks will be here tomorrow, and we want to participate with you folks, and we don't want to do it through emails or through talking to people outside of these meetings. We think it's really important to participate through this structure, but we do want to help you guys organize a legal structure and want to bottom line that if that works for folks.
So we want to help organize a legal structure. We want input and we want volunteers.
We want input and we want volunteers.
We'd like to do some trainings for y'all. Know your rights. Direct action training if that is the process that you want. We can also talk about other tactics. And we're going to do a legal observer training. We've got one coming up on Tuesday night. We'll let you know the time and date. I guess only the time. Monday at 3 p.m. direct action training.
My name is Corey.
I work with the communications.
If you have any event announcements. Or working group times.
Please come see us.
To compile the calendar.
Tuesday or Wednesday at 12:30. Top watch on Thursday.
What happened to the person that was arrested last night?
Okay, I can update on the person who was arrested last night. We do not have their name yet. We have a first name. If you have any information. Do not post it on the internet or in a public location. Call our legal hotline. Our legal hotline is for legal emergencies and arrests. That is the only thing it's for.
What is the number?
415-215-215-111.
Write it on your own.
411.
The number is.
Mic check from the control. Okay.
415.
285.
1011.
For legal emergencies.
Police violence.
Mass arrests. That number is not always going to be answered right now.
We're doing our best.
To get more volunteers. And I think that. that's everything.
Repeat the number, please.
415.
415.
285.
285.
1011.
1011.
That's it.
I've been asked to make some announcements.
I've been asked to make some announcements.
Tomorrow we're setting up our official live stream. We also have a working Wi-Fi for Occupy SF. So much is going on. We need to get organized. And we need to be welcoming new people.
Come on down. Welcome new people. Hey, what's going on, brother? What's going on, sister?
All right. I've been asked to make an announcement. Or more of a report back. About the police action last night. Is that okay? Alright.
Correct me if I'm wrong and you were here.
We started noticing about 60 police. In full riot gear.
Assembling along the left of the Federal Reserve Building.
With 10 to 20 Department of Public Works vehicles behind them. Some officers approached us. And handed members of our group. A piece of paper.
This piece of paper.
Had no date.
Had no signature.
Had no author.
Had no specific department.
And had no actual seal. It could have been created by a child. On Word. This statement said. That although the SFPD
recognizes our right to assemble,
This is an illegal encampment. It cited six laws. That we were breaking. Including sit lie.
Health ordinances.
About sharing food with people who need food. Open flame for cooking food.
And permit.
Lack of permit, maybe?
Lack of permit.
And a couple other things.
Being a nuisance.
It also said that if we did not take down our camp,
and disperse,
we would be arrested. We talked to the police. Their sergeant said
that if he saw some progress
within half an hour
he would let us be.
We immediately started to take down our tents. And remove our collective belongings from the Federal Reserve. 45 minutes later,
About 100 police in full riot gear.
Marched onto our camp. And surrounded our materials. This included a medic station. A kitchen.
Communication center with power.
And where people sleep at night.
Library.
They barricaded off this area.
With
their bodies.
With their bodies.
And had the Department of Public Works.
And had the Department of Public Works.
Throw out all our collective belongings.
Throw out all our collective belongings.
Including the donated food.
Including the donated food.
Donated water.
Donated water.
Donated kitchen supplies.
Donated kitchen supplies.
Donated medical supplies.
Donated medical supplies.
Tents.
Tents.
Sleeping bags.
Sleeping bags.
Clothes.
Clothes.
Shoes.
Shoes.
Etc. How do we get it?
We think we can get it back.
We get it back.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
However, that's not really the point. We had solidarity come out. From Occupy Oakland. And some other really awesome people. Together. We held hands. And circled the Department of Public Works trucks. To peacefully. Not allow them to steal our stuff. Which was illegal.
This resulted.
In three people getting violently attacked. And at least one person getting arrested. The guy arrested. Has been identified. He is now being assisted by the Lawyers Guild.
One officer punched or pushed to the ground
a 17-year-old girl
for doing nothing more
than walking too close to him.
There's also a report
from an individual I won't identify
who said an officer said to him
I can't wait to beat your face in.
Did we get names and numbers?
We do have badge names and numbers.
Do I talk about today or do we go on?
The ACLU
is now going to speak to us.
About this situation.
Yay!
Are you going to try and get a music permit?
That would be really appreciated. We hope
Point of order. Where's the moderator?
A little later.
Point of process.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Someone has a point of process or a direct response?
Direct response.
Go for it.
It hasn't been decided as far as I understand.
It hasn't been decided as far as I understand.
Whether we want a permit.
Whether we want a permit.
And there are some issues around that that would need to be discussed.
And there are some issues around that that would need to be discussed.
That's a great question.
We're
not trying to usurp anything. We want to be of service. So we're trying to find out. From the police. What their position is on permits. As of today. They're saying they're not. That's not their primary enforcement concern. We are also researching. The potential permit requirements that could apply. And whether we think they do or do not. And we're happy to come back. To the General Assembly. And present what your options are.
Thank you, Linda.
Run by civilians.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.